Now, for our geo quiz, we shift over to North America. You may not have noticed, I sure didn't, but last week something called the Perimeter Security and Economic Competitiveness Action Plan went into effect. North America's busiest trading partners, the U.S. and Canada, inked the deal. Among other things, the action plan governs border crossings. So there's one border crossing we'd like you to name. This suspension bridge over the Detroit River was built in 1929. 10,000 vehicles travel across it on a typical day. That includes trucks carrying a quarter of all merchandise that goes to and from the U.S. and Canada. That amounts to $100 billion a year. All that makes this bridge one of the busiest international border crossings in North America. So, can you name it? Stay tuned for the answer. Back to our geo quiz now. We're looking for one of the busiest international border crossings in North America. It's a privately owned suspension bridge that's generating controversy and much debate in Canada.
It's called the Ambassador Bridge, and I've crossed it many times, as many Canadians have.
Mitch Potter reports for the Toronto Star. The Ambassador Bridge is the answer to our geo quiz. It takes people from Detroit to Windsor, Ontario, and back. At first glance, a bridge sounds like it's doing its job, Mitch, you know, facilitating commercial trade between the U.S. and Canada. Is it not big enough to handle all the traffic?
Well, it's old. It's an old bridge. It was built in 1929, and just as the Great Depression was taking hold of North America, this epic span was constructed. It didn't have a whole lot to carry in the early years, but as trade exploded, particularly with the onset of the NAFTA, it has more than paid its way. But it is old. It's now entering probably what most engineers consider its final lifespan without a complete rebuild.
Right. So old infrastructure and booming demographics, it would seem that there is a strong case for building a bigger and better international crossing. Why the fuss then?
Well, I guess it's competing visions of who should control borders. There is a school of thought that says it's a privately owned bridge, it's a privately owned crossing. What's wrong with that? And the Canadian government, they feel that the borders of Canada belong to everybody, and they'd like to see a government-owned bridge built where they want it. The government of Canada just doesn't take to the idea that an individual owner. In fact, one man by the name of Manny Maroon, who's been described by Forbes magazine as the troll under the bridge, should control such a vital crossing.
It sounds like it's Canadians annoyed at this one bridge owner, but how do Americans feel about a new bridge? Don't they want one too?
Well, I think most people in Detroit want anything right now. If you've traveled the city as I have, there's a feeling amongst many people in Michigan and Ohio and the connecting states that really rely on that cross-border trade that if you don't have good connections going to a trans-border economy, you have northern states in the Rust Belt that are sort of the end of the road, and there's not much of a future there. With rehabilitated, forward-looking infrastructure, there's an integrated economy that can grow on both sides.
Well, Mitch, the big news today kind of illustrates just how far the Canadian government may be willing to go to get past the logistic hurdles and opposition from the owners of the old Ambassador Bridge. Tell us what happened.
Well, there's briefing notes from the federal government that reveal that Ottawa is actually contemplating legislating an act of parliament to bypass some of the legal hurdles. Now, Matty Maroon, the owner of this bridge, has put up legal roadblocks on both sides of the borders. He has teams of lawyers in Canada trying to put up blocks against Canada's plans to build a new bridge. It's really rather confusing as to what Ottawa could do in terms of an act of parliament that would bring pressure to bear on the U.S. side.
What is your gut feeling about this, Mitch? Do you expect one day to travel on a new multi-million-dollar Detroit to Windsor bridge, or are we about to face some surreal border war between the U.S. and Canada?
Well, this has been going on for 7 years. It's already a surreal border war. The paradox is that Washington, the Obama administration, is more or less in favor of the new bridge that Canada wants. And yet, Matty Maroon, never underestimate the power and deep pockets of one of the richest individuals in the United States. He has mounted an incredible campaign of television commercials to put up every imaginable block. And so far, for 7 years, he's prevailed, and he's managed to keep the tolls flowing into his coffers. I don't underestimate the Maroon Company to keep this going indefinitely and keep this bridge, sort of a license to print money. It's not over yet.
Mitch Potter, reporter with the Toronto Star, telling us about the Ambassador Bridge and proposals to replace it with a new bridge. Thanks a lot.
Good.